This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 29 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health and nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, help a loved one, family member, workmate get off their medication and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you. If you have questions about the longevity products, ingredients, formulations, something you may have heard about or read about in the newspaper, we want to help you understand the world of nutrition. We want to help you change your life and to help you change the lives of loved ones today as well. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you're interested in purchasing any of the longevity products or joining the Bright Side Ben team, please call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Love to have you on board. Love to have you on my team. For a one-time $25 fee, you can start yourself the longevity business, help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, and, of course, get your products at the wholesale price. 866-735-2470 is the phone number for the Bright Side Ben team. You can also head over to my website, brightsideben.com, or my blog, pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly with news stories as well as blog posts. Also, criticalhealthnews.com. And you can sign up right off the website. So you can click on the Join the Team link, or you can purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on the program right off the websites. criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, and pharmacistben.com. If you're interested in purchasing any of my new Truth Treatment products, Truth Treatment skin health products, you can head over to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And we are talking skin health here. We'll be talking skin health for a little bit. A little bit longer, we're going to be addressing hyaluronic acid later this week. And then we're going to talk about a little mysterious protein that very few people have heard about, but something you're going to be reading and hearing a lot about in the future as it relates to dermatitises and rashes, eczemas, and dry skin. We'll spend a couple of days on that as well. That'll be here in probably the end of the week. Take-home message here when we're talking about skin health is that the health of the skin is the health of the body. Skin health equals body health. And when we talk about the skin, we're talking about the skin specifically, but we're really talking about the health of the body. That means even if you don't have a skin health problem, these ideas that we're talking about for growing skin cells and keeping the skin healthy, looking healthy, feeling healthy, being healthy, really relates to the health of the entire body system. It's impossible, with rare exceptions, it's impossible to have a skin condition, whether it's acne or psoriasis or eczema, without also having an internal biochemistry issue. That includes dry skin, that includes aging skin, wrinkled skin, hyperpigmentation, the formation of dark spots, any of the signs of aging. It's all about the system. It's all about the internal part of the body. That means to eliminate skin problems, we have to address the body as a system, and only then address it topically. This link between the health of the skin and the beauty and the youthfulness and attractiveness of the skin as it relates to the health and the attractiveness and the strength of the body, the entire body as a system, this is the dirty little secret of skincare. You can't have one without the other. And while this is commonsensical when you think about it, it's not something that the skincare business wants you to know about. It's not something that the purveyors of wax and oil and preservatives that we call skincare products want you to know, because you're not going to be buying their products. Now, there are places that you can, there is a role for topical skincare, but mostly as it relates to delivering nutrients, delivering vitamins, especially vitamin C and vitamin A. All this is to say, if you want healthy skin, you got to have a healthy body. And the strategies of getting healthy skin are the same as the strategies for getting a healthy body, with the notable exception of retinol, vitamin A, and fat-soluble vitamin C. If you are spending your hard-earned dollars on department store products, drugstore products, television-type products that feature celebrity endorsements and doctors in white coats recommending their products and formulations, you're probably wasting your money. With the skin, as with the rest of the body, it all comes down to the cell. The body is really quite simple in the sense that it's all about cells and the stuff that cells make, cells and stuff. And when it comes to the skin, as with the rest of the body, having healthy skin means having healthy cells, having healthy skin cells particularly. And how do you get healthy skin cells? By feeding them the mighty 90 essential nutrients, by breathing and oxygenating, and by avoiding toxicity, especially sugar, and simultaneously improving detoxification via movement, whether that's movement of the body or also movement of the skin cells. Exfoliation, for example, is a way to move skin cells. And, of course, also digestive health strategies. With the skin, because it's located in an accessible fashion on the outside of the body, we can improve skin health with exfoliation techniques, with peels and with home strategies, washcloths, luthor pads, hydroxy acids, and of course, we can and we should be applying topical vitamins. As far as nutrition for the skin goes, internal nutrition for the skin goes, think fats. The skin is largely composed of fats. It's a fatty organ. Think fat absorption. That's why vitamin A is so important. It's a primal fatty vitamin. Think fatty vitamin C, fat-soluble vitamin C. Think of vitamin E. Vitamin E has a protective role to play. Vitamin E internally is very important for protecting the skin from the sun. Vitamin E topically can have some protective benefits as well. A good sunscreen or sun protection product, topical sun protection product, will have vitamin E in it. Vitamin E is especially sun protective. It's protective for a lot of things, but it's especially protective against solar radiation. And then the fourth fatty vitamin, vitamin K, can be very helpful for preventing and speeding the healing of bruises. The effects of topical vitamin K on topical bruising, whether it's bruising from a wound or bruising after surgery or bruising after a skincare procedure like a laser treatment, are well known, well recognized by skincare professionals. From the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology, August of 2002, use of vitamin K cream after laser treatment reduces the severity of bruising, particularly in the initial days of application. That's the journal. That's from the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology, August of 2002. I know this from personal experience. I've been formulating vitamin K, topical vitamin K wound creams for many years and getting great, great results. Vitamin K also can be helpful if you have problems if you have a wound of some kind. Vitamin K can also help accelerate the healing of wounded skin in addition to bruised skin. And then in addition to the fatty vitamins, you've got fatty acids, especially essential fatty acids. These play a super important role in keeping the skin healthy, especially when it comes to dry skin, which, as we've said so many times in this program, is not a water problem. You can drink all the water you want, it isn't going to make much of a difference in your dry skin if you're not getting enough essential fatty acids, if you're not getting enough essential fats, or if you're not absorbing your essential fatty acids. If you have a gallbladder problem, intestinal problem, liver problem, and you're not absorbing your essential fats, even if you're taking them, again, you're going to have issues with dry skin. You can think of fats, particularly butter and coconut oil too, and your ultimate EFAs, of course, as your dietary and nutritional cure. I hate that word, but if you're going to have a cure for dry skin, you can think of fats and ultimate EFAs and coconut oil as cures for dry skin. I want to digress a little bit and talk briefly about oils. We'll do that when we come back from our break.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, we are are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. Got 4-plus years, going on 5 years of archives at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program or you want to review a program, they're all up there. You can also go to benfuchsarchives.com and search the website. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. Also want to encourage you to check out my blogs, pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. Of course, if you want to purchase any of the Longevity products, you can do so right off the website. You can also go to brightsideben.com, and you can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team right off the website, or you can call the phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. I was in Mississippi last week doing a couple talks for the Careys and for Lorene Williamson. Appreciate your hospitality in Mississippi. And a couple folks asked me about oils. A whole controversy about oils. Good, bad, should you eat oils, should you not eat oils? As many of you know, there's nutritionists and healthcare professionals who advise against eating oils. That includes Dr. Wallach. I've gotten a lot of questions about why I'm so fond of coconut oil, so I thought I'd spend a couple of minutes, especially considering we're talking skin health here, and oils are very, very important for the skin. So I thought I'd spend a couple of minutes to address this kind of mini controversy. First of all, here's the deal with oils. Vegetable oils in particular, grain oils, seed oils, they're very unstable. And in the world of nutrition, any kind of food or a nutrient is unstable, it represents a potential problem. And this is the thinking behind the advice to stay away from oils. Oils are unstable, especially when they're processed, and that includes heat. Oil instability means highly energetic and potentially toxic, carcinogenic, pro-aging molecules called free radicals are released from this, via the instability in oils. And they're especially released when you heat an oil. Heat is energy. Put energy into an oil, you can shake loose these free radical molecules. And this is especially a problem with older oils, so-called rancid oils, processed oils, grain, seed, nut oils are especially problematic. All vegetable oils are problematic in this sense that they're unstable. Even in the processing at the manufacturing level, instability can be created, which is why you always want to look for cold processed oils or expeller pressed oils. However, butter and coconut oil are unique in the world of oils in the sense that they're very, very stable. Butter and coconut oil can be cooked with. Butter and coconut oil don't go rancid. Coconut oil, in my opinion, is particularly amazing. Butter is also a very good oil. And in addition to them, to coconut oil and butter being stable oils, they can provide some very important, in my opinion, nutritional value, especially when it comes to skin-friendly fats. The word butter comes from the butyric acid in butter, the butyric acid content. We spent a lot of time talking about butyric acid as a important nutritional element. It's technically called a short fat or short chain fatty acid, if you will. It's made in the intestine by bacteria, butyric acid. The chief fatty acid in butter is very, very important for the health of the colon. It's important for the health of the heart. It's got appetite suppressant effects. Coconut oil, likewise, doesn't have short fats, but it has it doesn't have a lot of short fats, but it has a lot of medium fats. Remember, you got three lengths when it comes to fatty acids. You've got the long fats, essential fatty acids tend to be long fats. You got the medium fats, which are found in coconut oil, and then you got the short fats, which are found in butter. Short fats important for the intestine. Medium fats are also important for the intestine. Medium fats that are found in coconut oil have a relevance for the skin. And then long fats, which are found in most vegetable and grain oils, those are going to be important for in terms of their essential nature. They get turned into hormones, and they're important for hormone process. Sounds to me like these things are very important, and they are very important. But it's the instability that is the problem. That's why butter and coconut oil are so helpful, because in addition to being stable, you also get these important nutritional fats, and especially important skin-friendly fats. In any case, if you don't get enough oils in your diet, you're going to find yourself craving fatty foods because the drive for fats is hardwired into our bodies. That's why it's important to use fats preventatively. Likewise with salt, by the way. The drive for salt is also hardwired into our bodies. So if you try to go low salt, it's almost impossible because we're compelled to eat salt. Salt's highly electrical. Likewise with essential fats. We're compelled to eat fats. That's why it's so difficult to go low fat. Personally, I've used coconut oil and butter liberally my entire life, and my ultimate EFAs, generously, 9 to 12 a day for years. And I've never had dry skin, and I've never needed a moisturizer. I'm 55 years old. I've never used a moisturizer. My skin isn't dry anywhere. Now, as far as why I have a different opinion than other nutritionists, there really is much ado about nothing. I have my own opinion. There's no textbook and there's no factoid or encyclopedia that tells you yes fats, no fats. When it comes to nutrition, when it comes to the nutritional value of fats, when it comes to how we address our dietary needs, our supplemental needs, we really have much bigger fish to fry than worrying about whether one nutritionist says yay or one another nutritionist says nay. For us to worry about oils when we have all the health challenges we have, it's like autoimmunity and obesity and blood sugar problems and accelerated aging, for us to worry about whether an oil is good or bad, it's like worrying about a mosquito flying around your head when you have an elephant flying around your roof. And this is the point of what I call the bright side philosophy, which is the idea that we have control over our health. If you eat an oil, if you eat vegetable oils and or any kind of oil for that matter, you don't feel good, you probably have a problem absorbing that oil. In any case, you're going to have to eat oil. There's no way to get around it. And when nutritionists tell you not to eat oils, they're giving you their opinions. And at the end of the day, we should all be forming our own opinion. Now, of course, Dr. Wallach has the advantage of having worked with thousands of patients and researching for 50 or 60 years. I'm still relatively wet behind the ears. I've only been researching for 30 years. But I got a certain amount of experience as well. And ultimately, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, which is to say, you got to decide for yourself. I'm sharing with you my opinion. Other nutritionists, including Dr. Wallach, are sharing with you their opinions. And that's pretty much all it is. It's our opinions. And you got to form your own opinion. Take all the facts, assess them for yourself, test things out in your body, see how you feel, and make your own opinions. I hate the term doctor's orders or my doctor put me on or my doctor wants. We have this idea in the world of health that we don't know as much as our doctors do or we don't know as much as professionals do. We have to make our own opinions. We got to weigh all the facts, assess all the facts, first accumulate the facts and then assess them and weigh them out and then test things out. All right, so enough of that. Back to keeping our skin healthy. I've been studying skin for a long time, and as a pharmacist, compounding pharmacist, I formulated and dispensed countless, I mean countless, of my own skincare formulations for aging skin, wrinkled skin, dry skin, rashy skin, burnt skin, post-surgical skin, wounded skin. And what I've come to realize is that the strategies for keeping the skin healthy, the strategies for healing wounded skin are exactly the same as the strategies for preventing aging and wrinkles and dryness. Wound healing equals anti-aging. Wound healing equals health. What is wound healing really but stimulating the growth of things? That's what health is about. Stimulating the growth of fibers, stimulating the activity or the production of proteins from cells. It's the same thing. Wound healing is anti-dryness. Wound healing is anti-aging. Wound healing is anti-darkness or anti-pigmentation, hyperpigmentation. Wound healing is anti-wrinkle. Wound healing strategy, stimulating the growth of cells and stuff, is exactly what we want in topical skincare. If you can't put your moisturizer, anti-aging, anti-wrinkle product on a wound and get accelerated healing, what is that saying about your anti-aging product? All right, we'll finish up when we come back from our break and take your phone calls as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. 844-236-6010 is our number. Get your calls here in just a second. I want to say, talk about wound healing. I guess we'll talk about wound healing tomorrow. Just want to emphasize the fact that pretty much everything we like about a skincare product, or everything we want in a skincare product, in one way or another involves the growth of tissue, the growth of stuff, which is exactly the same thing you want when you have a wound. And it's exactly the same thing you want from a product that's going to help you heal a wound. If you can't put your anti-aging wrinkle product on a wound and get accelerated healing, what is that telling you about your anti-aging product? About your wrinkle, anti-wrinkle product. Wrinkles are, anti-wrinkle products are supposed to stimulate the growth of fibers, collagen, and such, and that's exactly what you want with a wound healing product. If you can't put your anti-aging product on a wound and get accelerated healing from a wound, that's an anti-aging product that isn't going to do much for anti-aging. You know, when you put your wrinkle product, your anti-wrinkle product on your skin, you can't really tell if it's intact, if your skin is intact. You can't really tell if you're stimulating collagen or stimulating the production of connective tissue fibers, which is anti-wrinkle, which is what an anti-wrinkle product is supposed to do. You can't really tell. But if you put it on a wound, you can have an instant window to what's happening inside the skin. If you can put it on a wound and you get stimulated healing of that wound, then you know that you're going to get stimulated, accelerate the production or turn on the production of anti-wrinkle connective tissue fibers as well. That's why vitamin C and retinol are so darn important. You can put them on wounds, and you're going to get an accelerated healing of the wounds. Now, you got to be somewhat careful with the retinol because it's so aggressive. But certainly once you have the wound pretty much covered, a little bit of retinol can go a long way towards accelerating the healing and repair and growth of skin cells, of connective tissue fibers, and as it turns out, also moisture factors as well. You can't put the retinol right on a wound. It's super, super stimulating, but you sure can put vitamin C on, at least fatty vitamin C on a wound, and get accelerated healing of the wound. And that's your guarantee that these are the ingredients that are going to be used by the skin to get you anti-wrinkle and anti-aging benefits as well. Tomorrow we're going to talk about something called hyaluronic acid. Many of you, if not most of you, have heard of hyaluronic acid, at least in terms of internally. Hyaluronic acid can be used topically, but it has to be used topically in a strategic fashion. I don't want to say used topically. It could be stimulated topically. If you put just hyaluronic acid from a skincare product right on top of the skin, you're not going to get much benefit. But if you use ingredients that turn on or stimulate your skin cells' production of your own hyaluronic acid, then you're talking. Then you're getting some serious anti-aging skin benefits. Anyway, we'll talk about how important this hyaluronic acid stuff is. And also, we'll tell you why hyaluronic acid is one of the most important detoxifying ingredients you can use in a supplemental, oral supplemental fashion. We'll do all that tomorrow as we continue talking skin health and more on The Bright Side. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Let's go to Keith in New Jersey. Welcome. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Ben, I have two questions for you.
Sure.
What could a person do if they have a slight heart murmur?
Okay.
And also, if a person had a calcium score of 307, what could they use to remove the calcium from their arteries?
Well, there's a lot of things. First of all, let's take the second question first. It's actually a very common complaint, calcium deposits. Calcium metabolism is super tightly controlled by the body. When calcium starts to leak into the blood, you've got some chemical problems, chemistry problems, biochemistry problems. You don't have a calcium problem, you've got a biochemistry problem. For whatever reason, calcium is starting to leach out of the bones, and calcium is not being taken into the cells correctly, and this usually involves toxicity. When the blood becomes super, super toxic, when the blood becomes saturated with poisons, especially sugar and other toxins, stuff starts to precipitate out. Calcium can precipitate out. This is the cause of calcium crystals. Toxicity in the blood, especially sugar. This is the main cause of calcium crystals. Also, when the blood becomes acidic, or when the body becomes acidic, when the fluids become acidic, calcium is leached out of the bones as the body attempts to raise the pH. Calcium has an alkalinizing effect. So between toxicity in the blood and acidity, which is also a form of toxicity, this is the main cause of calcium deposits. To compound all of this, when the blood vessels become weak, the body will use calcium as a sort of band-aid, among other things, also use cholesterol and other stuff, to kind of patch up cuts and weaknesses in blood vessels. So between weaknesses in blood vessels and toxicity and acidity, this is where calcium deposits come from. Now, you can use vitamin K to help stick calcium to the bones. Vitamin K is kind of a calcium magnet and attracts calcium to the bones. Vitamin D can improve the absorption of calcium into cells. But as long as you have the problem with toxicity, especially sugar, and perhaps the lack of oxygen, you're going to have an issue with calcium. So use vitamin K for sure. 1,000 to 5,000 micrograms of vitamin K2 a day. Probiotic bacteria can help you make vitamin K. Make sure you're getting some sunshine to get your vitamin D. Make sure you're using your ultimate essential fatty acids as well. You get some vitamin D there. And those are all strategies for helping keep calcium out of the blood. But most importantly, you want to consider calcium deposits as a sign that your sugar metabolism is starting to get thrown off, and that you may have an oxygen problem, and that you may have a general toxicity problem. If you're on prescription drugs, that could be a cause of toxicity. If you're subsisting on the standard American diet, in addition to sugar, there's all kinds of excitotoxins and other toxic elements in the food. You got to watch that. Watch out for that as well. If you have digestive problems, especially if you're constipated, that can cause problems with toxicity. And then making sure you're practicing your deep breathing techniques. So healthy start pack, vitamin K. When I say vitamin K, I'm also including probiotics in addition, around 1,000 to 5,000 micrograms of vitamin K2. Vitamin D through your essential fatty acids, and also making sure that you're getting some sunshine on a regular basis. And then making sure that you're taking care of your sugar needs, especially if you know you have diabetes or diabetes in the family, or you got sugar cravings, or you have any of the other signs of diabetes, including weight gain and blood pressure problems. Are you is this making sense, by the way?
Yes, it is.
Okay, is this the same? Let me just say one last thing. Is this all for you, or is this for separate people?
It's for me.
Okay, so the heart murmurs are a sign that that the blood, there's some kind of weird something going on with blood flow. It could be a narrowing of the valves or leaking of the valves, and blood is not making it through the valves correctly. It has to do with how blood is flowing through the heart, basically, and it could be related to the calcium deposits. So all of these are going together. The heart murmur is linked to the calcium deposits and calcification. They're all circulatory problems, blood problems. So a couple of other things that if you have heart murmurs and you have calcium deposits, that's telling me a couple other things that I want to bring up with you. I didn't mean to interrupt. What were you saying?
I was just going to say that I have like a low pH, so I guess that's also caused by maybe a toxicity in the body.
Well, how do you know you have a low pH? And yes, that's correct, but how do you know you have a low pH?
Like a urine sample.
Have you done it? Your urine was low.
The strip pads.
Okay, got it. Yeah, it's all related. It's all related, and the heart murmurs are all related as well. Something's percolating in your circulatory system. I want to ask you a couple more questions, so don't go away. But you have a bunch of good information there. But let me ask you a couple more questions and maybe fine-tune my answer a little bit, so don't go away. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Hang tight if you're on hold. We'll get to you when we come back from our break. Don't go away. You're listening to The Bright Side.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking to Keith in New Jersey about calcium deposits and heart murmurs. Calcification and the heart murmurs both have to do with circulation, both have to do with how blood is flowing. How blood is flowing through the body. Usually the heart goes boom, 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 boom. But if you get this swishing sound, that's what's called a heart murmur. It can be related to the thyroid. It can be related to problems with anemia. It could be related to problems with the heart having to work too hard. It can be related to bowel problems, etc., etc. But basically, you're looking at an issue of toxic blood. The fact that calcium deposits are occurring in the same patient as heart murmurs tells me 100% you're dealing with toxic blood. Keith also tells us that his urinary pH is low. All of these are indicators that there's toxicity in the blood. The most important toxin in the blood is sugar, and it's the one that we have the most control over. I'm not sitting here talking about sugar to beat up on, you know, because I'm Mr. Healthcare Guy. I'm just saying that if you got a biochemical problem, if you have a health issue, the chances are pretty darn good if you're subsisting on the SAD, the SAD, the Standard American Diet, that you got a sugar problem. Heart murmurs, calcification, tell me something's percolating in the circulatory system. More than likely, sugar is involved. Oxygen's also involved. Make sure you're practicing your deep breathing techniques, restricting your caloric intake, sugar intake, increasing oxygenation. All will have a thinning effect on the blood, and that can have a positive benefit for heart murmurs, and it can also have help you improve the calcium deposits as well. I'm sorry, Keith. Go ahead now. You were going to ask me something?
Okay. Oh, great. You pretty much have answered all my questions there, Ben.
Good deal.
Now,
slow
I don't consume as much sugar as it is, but I'll just eliminate it completely.
Well, sneaky. Sugar's very, very sneaky. Bread, pasta, potatoes, even ketchup and mustard. And yeah, it's everywhere. It's really hard to get away from it. But you go by your symptoms. Calcification doesn't necessarily mean that you're dealing with a sugar problem, but the odds are pretty good. A heart murmur doesn't necessarily mean that you're dealing with a sugar problem, but the odds are pretty good. Being an American in the year 2015 doesn't necessarily mean that you have a sugar problem, but the chances are pretty good. You know, all of this is to say that the chances are pretty good you got a sugar problem, because we all do, and that's just how it is. All right?
The deep breathing exercises, what should you do with that, like several times a day?
As much as you can do it, but at least several times a day. And all you have to do is 2 or 3 minutes. You'll know. Do you have a blood pressure cuff?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you'll know when you've gotten the benefits of deep breathing, because you're going to feel really relaxed, and it only takes one or two deep breaths. 30 seconds on a breath, 15 in, 15 out, or actually 14 in, 16 out, to be technical. But 30 seconds on an inhale-exhale cycle, 2 breaths a minute. You could do it for 3 minutes, 6 breaths. You'll feel like a new man.
Oh,
all right?
Great.
Thank you, buddy.
I appreciate it, Ben.
Take care, Keith. Have a good day. Where in New Jersey are you, by the way?
In Absecon.
Absecon. That must be near New York?
No, it's near Atlantic City.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Have a good day, man.
Okay.
Thank you, Keith. All right, Robert in Colorado. What's going on, man?
Oh, it's just a lovely day. It's not raining.
It's beautiful. I think it's going to rain later, though.
Hey, Ben, was originally going to ask you about sunburn, since I seem to be getting my head burned all the time. But I have a lady that I'm working with. She came down with the symptoms of chronic lymphocytic leukemia in 1991, and in her description, fear for her life prevented full recovery. It's suspected that she has...
Say that again? Fear for her life prevented...
Fear. Right, and I've talked to another person that she's suffering, believes there she's suffering from paranoid schizophrenia, so I'm thinking
that
something along those lines, and I'm wondering if you could address the leukemia, and possibly maybe the treatment has done something to her mental capacity.
Could be, absolutely. I don't know what she was on, but any drug can affect your brain, you know.
Right, right.
So it's not, I can't say for sure, but that's definitely a possibility. CLL, or chronic lymphocytic leukemia, is a type of cancer. It's a white blood cell cancer, basically, but it's cancer. So what's the deal with cancer? Cancer is a sign of a cell, whether it's a white blood cell or a bone cell or a liver cell or an intestinal colon cell, whatever, lung cell, whatever the cell it is, whatever type of cancer it is, it's a sign that cells are freaked out. This is so important because it simplifies everything. You know, really, we got 12,800 different diseases. We got medical libraries everywhere. We got doctors everywhere. We're the most medicalized culture in the history of the planet. And we're sicker than ever before because we've missed the basics. The basics are disease is disease. It's right in the word. It's a lack of ease. It's a sign of burden. Period. Burden. Now, there's two ways you can have a burden. You can have a burden from what you're doing, and you can have a burden from what you're not doing. And both sides of the equation have to be addressed. Cancer is like a classic example of what happens no matter what your problem is. It's a classic example of a dis-ease, a cell dis-ease. A cell will only become cancerous when it is at its wit's end. It has no other options. It doesn't know how else to process energy. It is so starved of oxygen. It is so starved of micronutrients. It is so toxic and swimming in its own toxicity, including sugar, that it doesn't know how else to deal with life. So cancer, cell division, cells will divide super rapidly in order to somehow be able to get enough energy. The problem is when they divide so rapidly, they're non-functional. And they become energy hogs. They go from not being able to utilize energy to sucking up energy wherever it is. And people will die of starvation. Cancer cells steal our nutrients. That's how we die of cancer. Our cancer cells steal all our nutrients. So once a cell turns cancerous, it's like a switch has been turned. It's not a, it builds up gradually and then a switch is turned. So in order to take care of cancer, this is so important to understand, and it's logical when you think about it, because a cancer cell is our cell, Robert. You know what I'm saying? It's not a foreign invader that has come into the body. It's our own cells. So the way to address cancer is not to kill the cancer, unless you have no other option and you're in an emergency condition. The way you address cancer is by addressing the environment that the cells are living in. Can this be done? Yes. Remissions occur. Remissions are a known fact. And many people believe that there's more remissions than we know about, because people don't often go back to the doctor if they remitted. So remissions, cancer remissions happen. And if it happens to one person, if it can happen in one body, it can happen to anybody. And the way cancers remit is not by changing the cell. Once a cell is cancerous, that particular cell isn't going to switch back. It's the new cells that you got to take care of. And the way you take care of the new cells is by taking care of the context. Now, you mentioned about the belief systems, and that's very important. And I don't talk about it on this program anywhere near enough, but I plan to. I plan to be talking a lot more about belief systems and the spiritual and mental and emotional components of good health, because it is much more than physical. Yeah. And the belief systems change the context every bit as much as toxicity from foods change the context or the environment that the cell is living in. Read Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief, if you want a really good explanation of the relationship between genetics and the cells and the environment that the cells are living in. He's very clear about it. The cells turn on and off. The cell product, the genes of the cell turn on and off based on what's happening in the environment that the cell is in. You change the environment that the cell's in, you change the genetics. If you change it enough, you'll get a cancerous cell. So you've got to clean the body first. This is why caloric restriction. I'm telling you, I don't know how many times, I don't know. I hope I'm not boring anybody with this idea about fasting and caloric restriction and keeping your sugar intake down, but it is unbelievably helpful, important for healing, for anti-aging, for slowing down the production of cancer, for preventing cancer, even reversing cancer. So, caloric restriction, practice fasting. As much as she can fast, caloric restriction and fasting. Now, she does need her nutrients. And there's a distinction between caloric restriction and optimum nutrition. You got to make sure you're getting your nutrients, especially your micronutrients. Micronutrients, vitamins and minerals, that is, and essential fatty acids and amino acids, too. Micronutrients help the body use calories. It's the proportion or the ratio of calories to micronutrients that count. So you want lots of micronutrients and not as much calories. Natural foods, whole foods, will have a healthy balance of macronutrients or calories to micronutrients. This is what makes a whole food so valuable, and this is what makes junk food so problematic. Junk food is actually lots of calories and nowhere near enough micronutrients. Whole foods are just the perfect proportion of micronutrients to calories. Anyway, caloric restriction, fasting. Don't forget about the importance of oxygenation. Make sure she's practicing deep breathing techniques. Even hyperbaric oxygen, high pressure oxygen, can be helpful for dealing with cancer. And then, of course, micronutrients are super important. If it was me, I would personally be using intravenous micronutrients, especially the B vitamins, especially something called glutathione, which we've talked about many times in this program, which is the body's primary cancer fighter, especially something called selenium. Chelation therapy can also be helpful for cancer, chelating heavy metals out of the body. So many different strategies you can use. Certainly, the Healthy Start Pack is important, and probiotics, the Biolumin Nightly Essence, can be helpful. There's also a really cool relationship between enzymes and cancer. Digestive enzymes in particular, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez has written a lot about this. Pancreatic enzymes are particularly helpful. So much you can do, Robert, and then, as you pointed out, astute.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.